So it's down to two of us.
It's just two of us, yeah.
But yeah, no, I did want to, because I knew that my son definitely had to be out by 10 because he had to be in class. Jamie, I'm glad he was able to join us for a while at least, because I know he's got a schedule after schedule. He actually wanted to do this later, but then he said, oh, well, no, I can't do this because, so we try to move it this way. And coordinating the schedule of four people is never easy.
Yeah, I know, but it's maybe it's a little bit easier for me because it's 5 p.m. here, so the day is almost at the end. So I
Yeah,
already did every all tasks I need to for today.
so it's
So
almost time for Mal so it's almost time for Malvasia.
okay, let's start with some not Malaysia, some Jägermeister.
Oh, Jägermeister, okay.
Yeah, I don't like wines. It's I don't know. It's some strange taste for me.
Yeah, for me it was always Malvasia and what's I forget now, the water, what's the water in Croatia, the Jamnica.
Jamnica. It's
Jamnica.
regular water, or sparkling water is also popular here.
Yeah. But I did want to talk to you, ask you about the PPCs and stuff. We didn't talk about that. I mean, how do you go setting up PPCs now? Because when I first started, let me tell you the story, it was in 2005, six, and that's where Google came out with PPC campaigns. And it was so much fun because every word was just a penny.
Yeah, I still have my print screens with 0.01 euros or dollars. It
Yeah.
doesn't matter.
Yeah. It was like a penny
I
of.
made I made few screenshots, and I saved these for let's say for my grandchildren. So
Yeah. So
it was.
back then, I think it was 2006, it was. And I started my translation agency, and I just, I used, basically, that's when I got into digital marketing because I opened up my first own company before I was associated with a larger conglomerate. But then I started my translation agency. And I said, how am I going to promote it? Well, okay, that's why I started digital marketing and other things, which I share in the stories and LinkedIn. But then the one thing was, okay, what's the easiest way to get out there? Well, you could do the SEO, which was, but back then SEO was not about really content. It was about just throwing words out and just being out there and stuff. But PPC was probably one of the first mostly like highly focused campaigns that you can run for $50 a month, maybe less. And so it was so much fun. But today, like if you look at the price of the words, some of the keywords, it's kind of like it's not even worth, because you're going to pay more for the word than you are per customer gained. So
Yeah, you
it's
need
nice
to
to just.
focus on long-term keywords. So they're not so popular, and they don't have so much let's say popularity. So I think long tail keywords are still the thing, and basically it was the same with Facebook advertising. I still remember when we were buying coupons for $20. You pay $5 and you got a coupon for 20. You made some advertising, open new ad account, and another new ad account. And that was the path. But today you need to, let's say for meta advertising, you need at least a week that you will see what really happen with your campaigns. So it's different times. And also you mentioned the SEO. Before 2012, SEO was really, let's say, a miracle. I had few of these SEO pages with Amazon affiliate program, and I was doing well till Google Panda. Then I died overnight,
Yeah.
basically. All pages dropped so huge, from number one to number 500 in position. So everything was, yeah, was different than yesterday. But today, I think you need more structure. You need to know what you're doing. You need to to focus on processes and stick to it.
Yeah, and how much time do you spend on setting it up, like the PPCs? Because I mean, that's one thing that I used to do myself when it was the penny a word, and then today I'm like, no, I don't want to get involved with that.
Yeah, for example, I made one Meta business account yesterday, and I needed 3 hours from scratch to everything. Let's say Meta business account, Facebook page, advertising account, Pixel, all this stuff. So I needed 3 hours approximately for this. But when you're
doing, what you're doing.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Yeah. But for PPC campaign, it's, let's say one smaller, it's about 1 hour if I have everything on the spot. So creatives, text and everything. So to make all audiences, all targets, all everything and put together. And I'm always testing, let's say also same ad with different audiences or same audiences with different ads. So I never put online just one campaign with one audience. I have at least three to test between.
ABC testing.
Yeah. ABC or maybe D sometimes. It, also it depends how much budget I have. So if someone give me, let's say, 500 per day, it's totally different story that they say, okay, I will give you $10 per day.
And again, back in 2005-06, I started with $50 a month, and it was effective. I built a good.
I started with $5 a day and I made a lot. So
yeah, back in 2006, it was easy. It was like, oh, yeah, I'll pay $50 and have a whole month covered.
Yeah. But now $50 is just for one day.
For 1 hour.
I mean, no, for 1 hour, yeah.
It depends on where you're competing. But I remember, yeah. it was the word translation in Czech was preklad. And it was... when I started in 2006, it was literally like five Czech crowns, or even less. It was like 2 crowns even. And 3-4 years later, it went up to $10 a click. It was like, yeah, literally $5, $6 to $10 a click. And I was like, wow, that's expensive.
It's better. I think it's still better for foreign languages. For example, for Slovenian languages, PPCs are much lower than for English words. So I lost you for a second. I don't know. If I lost you or you lost me.
It was a connection issue on my end.
Okay.
Connection issue on my end.
I said that also if you about four-inch languages, for example, Slovenian keywords for PPC, it's still much lower than English one. So it's also this differentiation across the world. We still can enjoy with some lower costs, because in English, I think everything is $1, $2, $3 per click in Google Ads. So it's crazy. You really need to know what you are doing with your ad budgets.
And what would you say would be a good budget to be effective in a PPC world? I know it goes by industry, but
yeah, it's about the industry. Let's say I would start with at least $50 per day. This is some kind of sweet starting point. For one, maybe maximum two campaigns. But if you want to implement also remarketing and retargeting and multiple testing, multiple campaigns, you need at least $100 per day. It also depends on what you're doing and how much leads. I'm talking now about lead generation and campaigns. It also depends how much leads can you process in one day. And you can adjust if you can get more leads or less leads, you can just adjust these budgets daily, basically.
Yeah,
but it's not recommended changing your campaigns daily, because at least Facebook, Meta, it needs 7 days to get out from the learning phase. So try to stick it at least for a few days, and you will see what will happen. Because changing settings every day will harm your reach and your conversions and everything.
Yeah, it's similar for LinkedIn algorithm and for LinkedIn algorithm and even for the YouTube. It's like you get your message, YouTube finds and that show that based on your audience. But if you're gonna start changing the topic or something, then the algorithm has to adjust to it, and it will be showing your greatest content to the wrongest audience.
So exactly,
you will not be able to have that many the success. So it works. The algorithms work the same way everywhere. It's like, and it's the biggest problem on with Instagram, with LinkedIn, is when you change your messaging. Like one day you're going to be an expert in this, next day in that, and then you're not going to get that as much of a reach. And when my son's YouTube videos come, they show it to the audience that is interested in the topic, but if he changes the topic, the audience will not react to it as much. And it's, So that's definitely, that's the same thing with the people. When people see, I'm going to pay, I'm going to get a conversion tomorrow. No.
It's not words. Then you have another issue with Meta ads. You need to be careful about restriction policies. For example, politics or guns or nudity. If you're selling a shirt with a skin color, you can easily be restricted for nudity, for example. So it's a lot
on
of things
on YouTube. To, it's you the word kill. About.
Oh, is, exactly.
And on YouTube, it's the word kill. If you use the word kill in the title of a video, even if it's like, you know, 50 people killed over there, for, you know, if you're just reporting. It's the word kill, you will not get pushed through. Those are stop words for the algorithm. You're not going into
But you need to know. But you need to know those little things if you want to make it happen, let's say.
Yeah, and even if it's like, and it's a funny thing is, even if you say kill termites, well, no, it's kill. Yeah. Kill is kill.
That's kill just... is kill, yeah. Yeah. You know, funny, you but it's bugs. True. It's we... We are playing. We are playing in their fields. So we need to play by their rules, or we can play. That's the thing.
Yeah. So you got to be crafty with the titles. And for my with YouTube, for my son is it was funny because he was talking about that a little bit. But I said, you know, he's not here, so I'll add the rest of the story. One time he put out a YouTube video, and he put in like 6 words, but there's a certain only limit that people see on the screen of the words, right? They don't see the whole title immediately. They only see, like, when you go through the YouTube Shorts feed, you only see like 6 or 7 words. So he put a great title out, and I said, and he didn't get any viewers. Like, I think he got like 100 views, maybe 200 views, and it was barely getting any traction. And I says, well, because when people look at the screen, they don't see the main point. So all I did was flip the word like this, just put the fifth word into third place, and immediately got thousands of views.
Yeah.
Just because the keyword was moved 2 spaces up. Well, didn't change funny. The meaning of the sentence, funny. And the effect was there. So yeah.
Yeah,
you got to get into little things like that if you want to be successful.
Yeah. You need to
And you sit there wondering, like, why is this not performing? Then you, like, just flip the words. And it's like, oh, look, 1,000 views. Good.
Yeah, but it's also about testing.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you can test YouTube videos. I'm not familiar with YouTube's, but for example, ads, you can easily put one behind the other, and you will see which will have better traction or better lower PPC or conversion rate. I think with ads, it's much easier to see the difference on the
With YouTube,
spot.
it's yeah. With YouTube, once it's out there. You get the next day to do another one, or you could do a different video. You could do like 10 videos a day, but each one takes a little bit of time. So, you know, we tried to set it to like one a day because that, to my son now that he's really quick with it, it takes him about an hour, sometimes less, to get it because he's got to use about 15, 20 minutes of recording and then about 40 minutes to get the video out. And he's got a couple of years of experience.
For how long videos?
The shorts, the 20 second, the
Shorts, yeah.
30, 35 second shorts, it'll take him about an hour to do completely from recording to editing and stuff, between an hour and a half, depend. But he puts the animations in there, the text and everything. So, and he's been working with Adobe Premiere for 2 years or 3 years now. And so, you know, it's, and it takes him, like you said, like you sit down to the PPC in an hour, he'll do the YouTube short in an hour. But
Yeah, it's
for,
crazy, yeah.
yeah, but you have to know how to do it. But once you put the video out, that's it. And you can only say, well, you know, you can only speculate. Like, was it the order of words? Did the keyword or stop word kill it or something? And then the next day you adjust to that. And then you just kind of look for topics and the reactions, and you try to keep the messaging the same so that you get offered, basically, because you're competing for a line in the feed, you know, for a spot in the feed, because the feed is limited and you need to earn your spot among the competition. That's what it comes down to. That's why they have the metrics for that.
It's the same with ads. Sometimes I said, don't make beautiful ads, don't make nice ads, make ugly ads. You need ugly ads because you need those when someone is scrolling through the feed, you need those attention in 3 seconds. So you don't need beautiful set every pixel here and there and here and there, but you need something screaming to your face just to stop the scrolling. Then yeah, it's another points on the ads. You got attention, you then call to action, click here, do this, do that. So, but first you need attention. You need scroll stopper.
Yeah, and in YouTube, this is even worse because in the ads, at least there is some kind of a topic. Whereas YouTube, they don't really read. The title is very small, so you need the visual impact. You need to either face the colors. That's why my son puts the icons in there, because the icon, the emojis, they're, you know, sort of, they tell you, like, you know, the skull means, oh yeah. So people are like, oh yeah, well, this is, he's warning us about something, or there's a danger there, or a smiley face, like, oh, it's something funny or whatever. So it, and you're fighting for the attention and to stop scrolling. So that's why we use the emojis in the titles, because that will get an emotion into the people. So that's exactly what you said. It's there's big
It's a fight.
competition.
Yeah, it's competition. It's a fight. You need to fight for your place
And
on
you
the
need to
feet everywhere.
sit there every day analyzing it. And
Yeah, exactly.
if you skip a few days, you're pretty much screwed.
Okay, I don't have this problem because like I said, I need to put ads online and I need to wait at least 5 days to see what happens. And I prob the most of the time I put, let's say, 5 ads, 3 to 5 ads, and after 5 days I just saw I can see which one is doing well, and I shut down the worst one, put another one, and it's a game, it's a playing game with numbers.
Yeah, YouTube Shorts, generally it works that you get a reaction that day, with a few exceptions. But on the first day, initially when we started, it was like 6 hours later it got a boost. Now most of the videos get boosted like immediately, and you see the pace and stuff. So it kind of, you get a feedback of how it's going to do the same day. Then it can surprise you 6 months later. But you know, but the important thing is to have it out there. That's for the YouTube Shorts thing. And and for websites and SEO,
it's 6 months.
And I redesigned the website, and the first month that I redesigned the website because I changed the messaging, I'm like, I could crown myself to be the expert of anti-SEO because my impressions went down to zero.
It's like, also it's also a good offer. Do you have
content on there? Because we had a website just sitting there blank for like a year, and so it had some basic info in it. But as soon as I started adding information to it, Google didn't know what to do with it. And so what happened was the impressions went to zero. I was like, God, what am I doing? And now, and then started picking up. And then once we did that YouTube channel and we put the NC Web Dev into the YouTube channel that's associated with us, impressions were skyrocketing. Yeah, I was surprised.
Better.
I tell people, I'm like, if you want a boost in your SEO, start a YouTube channel for your website. Because yeah, it's crazy. That's the best thing.
It's Google's service also, YouTube. Yep. So it's connected everything.
Yeah, and they don't tell you, they don't admit it directly, but I could see the results in the analytics. It was 200 impressions a day, and now I'm up to like 1,000. And it's like, yeah, okay. And it was, and it's basically 1 week after I started the YouTube channel. So kind of like Google's like, oh, look, the link to this website is in this channel, and they're doing, they're producing videos every day. So yeah, let's put them into, I guess they're good. So people like always start with SEO, and I'm like, yeah, start a YouTube channel if you want your web to be seen more.
No, it's interesting. I didn't know this, that your YouTube can.
I'll send you the statistics. I'll show you how the curve went up just on the day that basically we put the link into the channel, and we talked about the channel, and we talked about the website and the channel and stuff. Nothing happened for a month. As soon as I said, we got to put the link into the YouTube, and we put it in there, within 1 week, it just was
crazy. So, didn't know.
Yeah. So that was the experience. That was after my anti-SEO efforts a few months before. And the funny thing was, and the thing is I tried to do all the stuff to promote the channel through the SEO content and blogs, and then I didn't put any new content on it for like 3 or 4 months. And then I just added the link, and all of a sudden the impressions went up. So it's not like my blog started catching up. You always got to follow the patterns and what did I do different? And I literally did not even add a single blog post.
but those link, this link, it's not DoFollow, or it is?
Is what?
DoFollow link or is NoFollow?
No, it's just in the description of the channel, in the channel description.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you could list the sites that you're working on, and for example, because if you like selling products, in a description you could put your e-commerce website on there. Mm-hmm. So we put NC Web Dev into the description, like this is what we're doing, this is who we're associated with, and basically, my son's website is ncwebdev.com/video, and we put that in there, and all of a sudden YouTube's like, oh, hey, look, the search bot's like, oh yeah, I see them on YouTube, and let's promote them.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it's like you try for 6 months, nothing, and then all of a sudden you just break through on something completely else that you would never expect. So that's what SEO, but also I know that big part of SEO is PPCs as well, because Google likes to get money.
Yeah, Google likes to get money. They're not sad, it's true. They're denied this, but I can also see difference if you're running PPC on Google or not. It's also it's also connected.
Yeah, it's not like a game changer, like, oh, you go from zero to million, but you see.
No, it's not a game changer. Yeah, you can see a little boost. It's one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, exactly. Not to say, well, if you don't pay PPC, you're not going to have good SEO, but yeah, exactly. Like you said, it's... You could see every little thing helps, and PPCs definitely are preferred.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that we noticed as well.
Yeah. Everyone loves the money, especially those giants, like Google or Meta.
Yeah, the free stuff.
Basically, basically everything is free, but they are doing some money on this somehow. So yeah,
that's why LinkedIn is playing around with the subscriptions. You know, that you can have LinkedIn, you know, the LinkedIn Professional and stuff, but and their Sales Navigator and whatever. But also they're trying to cut down the amount of connection requests and amount of whatever.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the stuff they're trying to force you into like really paying. They like you. Yeah, they want to tell you that they give it to you free, but if you pay, you're going to be better.
Yeah, it's the same everywhere. I think LinkedIn is still short on advertising. So they will probably need to change this in some period of time, I think. They will start Facebook was let's say 10 years ago when reach dropped hugely on your Facebook pages. It was the same thing let's say 10 years ago with Facebook pages. So impressions just dropped overnight almost.
I remember that time I was working with a big radio station in Czech Republic, and basically they said and they had an ad agency, of course, as every radio station has, and they were like, yeah, the impressions on Facebook now dropped, and basically the station, in order to get the same reach, had to pay a lot of money through ads to get the same amount of impressions. And it was a radio station that people, you know, it's not like people didn't engage with that, but it was like all of a sudden even the engagement wasn't enough. I remember that. That was like 10 years ago or so, and it just went.
It was.
I remember those times.
It was again one switch from free service to paid service. Let's say you can have now a Facebook page, but your reach will be, let's say, approximately 20% of your audience if you will not boost your post.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, I got away from Facebook because it's got a lot of extra chatter with it, and you get a lot of people, too many distractions, I feel, on Facebook. From like, if you're trying to attract business clients, I think Facebook is not the right place because it's just too much other crap.
Okay, it's still great. I still get great results also with B2B companies. Because it's still we're talking about people to people conversation, you know. It's definitely. behind every business is a person, so you still need some personal touch, and Facebook ads can be a great way also for B2B companies.
Oh yes. Oh, I was talking more not about the paid ads. I'm talking about like the regular organic stuff, like
about your profile, personal profile.
Yeah, and then anything you post, you're gonna get a lot of chatter that you don't really need. So
I have my personal Facebook profile more or less for fun.
Yeah,
LinkedIn is for let's say for business, for my professional stuff, but Facebook is more or less for sharing some stupid things here and there.
where I had a beer last night.
Yeah, for example.
Exactly. And then that's the kind of audience you're going to get and stuff. And not that you can't do business, like you said, with the paid advertisements for sure. But even if you like try to do focused stuff on let's say Facebook, you're going to get a lot of the distractions, and the communications are going to be there. And like many of this, like even the influencer sort of on LinkedIn said, is like, just LinkedIn is different because people just show up to do business. It's a different mindset altogether. It's just.
Yeah. But on Facebook, you have a lot of trolls. You have a lot of people without names, without profile picture, just nagging about everything is crap, everything is everybody is liar, it's stealer, it's you have a lot of those trolls on Facebook. It's true.
Yeah, that's why it's hard,
but you need to avoid. Yeah, you need to avoid them. It's
why it's hard to sort of get a focused communication on Facebook, like you said. I mean, you reach the people with the paid ads, that's without a doubt, because it is still the number one platform, although I think this year YouTube will take over Facebook as the number one platform. I think YouTube is growing. Yeah, I think it's going to be the number one social platform. If they were close last year, I think they're going to overtake it. So it's like, if you really want to get some reach, I believe YouTube is the place to be almost. But it is a little bit more cost, of course, cost demanding, let's say, because video is video. It's the same thing. I posted that yesterday because I found it that LinkedIn is pushing the LinkedIn shorts now. So we're going to doing a lot more videos. But I'm not sure how successful they're going to be because YouTube is really killing it. I mean, they have their growth and they have the YouTube shorts are blowing up. And I mean, we didn't mention that because my son just had a short thing. But I mean, we got just playing with it the first year, really not focused and learning it and him being inconsistent, not taking it too seriously and stuff at times. We still were able to get over 250,000 views. Mm-hmm. 250,000 views. I mean, 250,000 views of anything from anybody is not insignificant. Mm-hmm. it's really has some impact, and you can see that. And if you can able to do that, just doing an hour a day, and you get 250,000 pair of eyes on your product or service or your brand, it's good. I mean, and then people love video and they share it.
Yeah, but you need time also for your expertise. Let's say you need to practice this to make a video in 1 hour. It's not overnight success. Yeah.
No, exactly. I mean, it was first. It was like 2 years of doing something, and then we were doing the webinars for a whole season, and I was like, let's do the YouTube shorts. So I started doing the first couple of weeks because my son had sort of a stage fright. I was like, you know, I'll stick my face out. I don't care. I'm like, whatever happens, happens. And so I stuck my face out. My son saw that I survived. And then he tried once. And he got like four times the views that I got just on the first try. And it was, you know, the performance was exactly. It was, if you look back at his first video and the ones that he does today, it's so much different. He's developed so much. But even with the poor first performance, premiere performance, he still got four times more views than I did because he's young and, you know, all that other stuff. And, you know, student and, you know, and he knows what he's doing and he knows what he's talking about. He's just always, you know, the imposter syndrome is always there. Like, oh, I'm not that great. I'm not that good because there's people better. There's always going to be somebody better than you, of course.
Yeah. But then, we all have this imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was his biggest challenge. So now it's like it's basically common thing to him, and it's you know, and the videos are great, and then he does great with it. And yeah, it takes a little bit of practice and then the editing and stuff like that, but that's part of the services that me and him offer to people to get that professional touch to it and stuff. And I mean, business promotion is, if you want to do that, you gotta part of your strategy should be YouTube to an extent, even if it's only once or twice a week. Again, it's about the consistency and not about the volume. You know? But for him, because he practices.
Yeah, it's always consistency. You need to do your stuff on a regular basis, but it's this daily or weekly. You need to stick to this plan, your plan. It's also like you said, once per week, it's also okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you still get you still get on the board, and YouTube is the number two search engine. I posted it a couple of times too. It's a bigger search engine than Bing, who spends millions of dollars into the, you know, Bing AI kind of symbiosis, which I use. It's good, but still, YouTube has more searches per minute or second than Bing, like 10 times more. Mm-hmm. You know, and you would not think of it.
I don't know now, but I remember I saw a statistic how much search can fire in Google search engine every second. I don't have this number in my head, but I know it's crazy numbers.
I think it was the last one I saw, if I remember correctly, was 60,000 a minute or something like that.
Yeah, it's still crazy.
Yeah, and then there's different ways to get to it. And then I think YouTube has like 3,000 or something. You know, like, there's a big difference between Google and YouTube, and then Bing doesn't even get into 1,000 or something like that. You know, like per minute, it's got just a couple of hundred. So that's why I was like tenfold almost. And yeah, I think the best visibility for any brand is YouTube, secondary to websites and all the other stuff that you do with it in a promotion, and social media all over the place. But with YouTube, again, you don't have to do video every single day like we do, but being there is important because you have a pair of eyes on you, and it's a big platform. So I think that
and that's also and also your videos can be shown in Google search also, not just YouTube search. So you have second option, let's say.
And the news feeds on the phones, on the Android devices, you get the news, you get like the news feeds on the left. Sometimes the videos get in there too. I mean, you have a lot of videos. If you subscribe to it, it will tell you in the news feed that there is a video that came out from that, you know, subscriber and stuff. But that's why I think that's why LinkedIn is pivoting to this video stuff and trying to get into that. But I'm not sure how the audience is going to react to it, but we'll see. You know, when is your first LinkedIn video coming out?
I don't know. don't ask me. I have this imposter syndrome about making videos. I don't know why I'm procrastinating for let's say a few months now. I will try. I will. I promise. But I can't promise you when.
Well, you know, hopefully I helped you here a little bit to get you across, to get you
maybe I need to listen this recording first, then I will decide what will happen.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you know, but you gotta start. That's the whole thing. Is I also have a YouTube channel from city to city that I started, but I'm not really that focused on it because I'm more focused on building the relationships on LinkedIn. But yeah, that's also one of my plans. Like Jamie said, I wake up in different cities and I like to travel. And so I try to make videos from the different cities, and I have some material I didn't post yet. And then I was like, you know what, when it gets warmer, I'll get back to it again. But yeah, so for me, YouTube and being on video, I've been kind of on video all my life. So
traveling a lot from my house to my office and back forth. So
it's a beautiful country to travel through.
Yeah.
You get to the beach a lot.
We're going to Malta tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You said you're flying from Slovenia. You're leaving Slovenia to go to Malta.
Yeah. I'm flying from Italy to Malta in Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's
for 1 week.
Wednesday, so day after tomorrow. Yeah, after tomorrow. I never been to Malta because it's an island. I've driven to most states that are in Europe, but I've never been to Malta, but I know that it's beautiful.
It will be first time for me, and I'm a little scared about driving a car because they have right-wheel cars there.
You're taking the ferry?
I'm scared about this. Rent a car.
No, but I'm saying so you're driving around Malta, but you're flying to Malta, right?
Yeah, we're flying to Malta, but in Malta we will take a rental car. So it's right wheel car, left side of the road. So
they haven't flipped.
I hope. I will get from this in one piece.
One time I did the years ago when I was just out of high school, I went to a trip to Bermuda and I rented a bicycle. And Bermuda, I'm a big bicycle guy, and in Bermuda they also drive on the other side. But what they don't tell you is when you rent a bike is that the brakes are flipped as well. Mm. On the bicycle. So the right hand is usually the back brake, not in Bermuda. It's the front brake. So first time I stood the bike like this, I was like, okay, God. That's the front one.
Oh my God. Carl, we have two questions here in chat. It's both for you.
Oh, basically, yeah. Well, that was one of those we covered. So it was the pushing more long format video or shorts reels. The LinkedIn, I just read this and I found out and I've read about it a little bit. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to do two things. One is that they, I forget the first one, which one's the two that got the biggest push? Because basically, again, as I was talking about, you always compete to get into the feed and how much of a boost you're going to get. And there was something number one that gets pushed now, and I forget what that was. Because it used to be, for a while, it used to be selfies, and they made it switch from that. But for 2024, I think it's going to be either the one that I forgot now, or the other version is that they're telling creators to start creating 90-second vertical format videos, because for the mobile phones and stuff. So I want to do a couple of them, and then I'll get back to people and see what, if they get more impressions than the other posts. I believe one was the one, I forget what the number one was. I just saw that someplace, but definitely the other one is going to be 90-second vertical videos, because they're trying to compete sort of with YouTube, which has a 1 minute limit on the shorts, recommended 15 seconds. But like we were talking about, the 15 seconds, you can't get a message out. So it's more like try to aim for 30. And then minute is the limit for the shorts, and LinkedIn will have a vertical 90-second limit because they want to have a comprehensive message, but they're trying to avoid sort of the AI-generated content and make it more personal. So that's why they're going to be, if you make a 90-second vertical video, you're going to be promoted in the feed more by LinkedIn. So that's what they're saying. I didn't test it out yet, but that's the word on the street, or in the gardens of LinkedIn, as I said in my post yesterday. And Dejan promised that he's going to get one of those out soon. Maybe from Malta.
We'll see.
And the other question was, how effective are the YouTube shorts with helping your business? Eyes, promotion. And I just mentioned that before, is your website gets more impressions. It gets bigger authority. So it's more, you know, YouTube shorts get seen a lot. And we got 250,000 views. So that saw Global Productions. And because there's a link in the description of the YouTube channel, our website impressions more than doubled just for that link. So those are the two things. Mm-hmm. And just having a discussion there. So. Well, how are you going to be working remotely? Are you shutting off in Malta?
I will try to shut off as much as possible.
How much is possible?
I already got from my family, from wife and two kids, 3 hours per day. This is limit so far. So. We'll see what will happen, but yeah, I can't shut off completely. I can't, not just because of the business and because of the clients, but because of myself. I don't know. I need to check something. I need to check at least, let's say, LinkedIn DMs or a little bit statistics or some email here and there. It's part of me, this solopreneur journey.
I did, I think it was in 98 or something like that. And, you know, people always talk about how much they want to be on vacation and, oh, I just vacation all year round. So I did shut off because it was like September. It was in between. It was, the best time to go to former Yugoslavia is September, first week in September.
Yeah.
Prices are at 50% and the weather's still nice.
Yeah, exactly. But we have problem with this because kids are in school from 1st September.
Yeah, so for me it didn't matter. So I didn't have kids back then, and then one that I had was in preschool, so we were okay. So I went to Croatia, the Otok Pag, and I tried to not work and to see how long I can take it not working. And I know my limit is 21 days.
2 days. 21 days for me is 2 days.
Well, after 14 days, I started getting a little bit nervous. I was like, I'm going to stick this out as long as I can. So by day 18, I was like, So I was like, you know, vacation is nice and shutting down is nice. After 2 weeks about, it's kind of like you get, you know, it's kind of like being, you know, withdrawals. I can't vacation journey, all year round.
Yeah, I think this journey is just part of us. I don't know.
Totally get that.
Yeah.
But that was my experiment. I did it. I lived through it. And I can say that I can vacation only for 2 weeks without anything. And I think I still cheated and I read some things on the phone or something. But generally, I just said, no, I'm just going to go. I just woke up at the Pension and went to the beach and just ate and drank for 2 weeks. And I was like, I can't handle this anymore.
Yeah, I did maximum 2 days without anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to shut off, but not for a long period of time, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Your business goes bankrupt. Your business goes bankrupt.
This is also one specter of this story. I can't put everything for a month.
Yeah, at the time I could because I tested it and it was the same thing. I did an experiment of how long I can just stay in bed and not get out. That was 3 days.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
Yeah, I said, you know. Yeah, it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. By Thursday, I was like, the hell with this. I'm just getting up. I only got up to eat and to go to the bathroom. Otherwise, I stayed in bed because people were like, I could stay in bed all day. So I did an experiment. I was like, how long can I do that for? Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I was like, the hell with this. Experiment is over. I lost.
Oh, my God. I can't be in bed more than I don't know if I will stick one day.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like to travel now and stuff, because I was like, I know I got to be on the road, on the move and stuff like that. It's always, it's an important part. So, you know, people talk about, oh, I get burnout. I get this. Yeah, you got to shut off a little bit here and there, slow down or something. But to go from 100 to zero and no, not for us, right?
No, you were wrong. Man, no, for us.
It's just strange. But that's why it's so easy to work on LinkedIn, because I'm like, it's just automatic now. I just do the post and I do the comments and stuff. And it's kind of became a part of my routine now. And it's building and developing and growing. I mean, you've been active daily too with a few little breaks, but you've done a good job in being out there so you can see the growth yourself and the interactions.
Yeah, if you skip there to here and there, it's not a big issue. We're all human. We have daily tasks. We have issues, problems, challenges. And if you skip there or to here and there, I think it's not a big issue.
Yeah. And the algorithm doesn't punish you. It's only when my son took off 3 weeks that it was like he did like two videos in 3 weeks, and then you could see that the impressions weren't there, but it was quicker to pick up than if he started from zero again. Once he started picking up the pace, the algorithm went back and said, okay, I'll just start showing you again. So
exactly. Yeah.
The consistency's got to be there. And it's the same thing with the PPC campaigns. You shut them off for a week, then it's going to take you 2 weeks to get them restarted, basically.
Yeah, you will start from 0 point again. You have some statistics to implement in new ads, but based on algorithm, you will be on the 0.0 again.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's been almost close to 2 hours now. I think we answered some of the questions. Well, for us, because we met a little bit ahead of time, it's actually exactly 2 hours now. But yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, we haven't talked in any way before other than through messaging and emails. So it's great meeting you, and it's great connecting with new people and seeing new things. And I hope we can do this soon again. And I hope you enjoy Malta, and then your parent and your family won't give you too much hassle over the few hours of
extra hours. Yeah, I will be good. I will be good. Thank you for having me. It's nice to meet you in person.
Across the ocean.
Almost across the ocean. When you will travel here around Croatia, we need to meet you also. We need to meet also in person. So,
definitely. I mean, I love like all the I still call it Yugoslavia, so
I know it's very different. But we're not Yugoslavia for 30 years
now, so. I know, but to me it's still Yugoslavia. It's still sort of a coherent thing and a beautiful country in every aspect of it. So it's true, hopefully see you soon.
See you soon. Thank you for having me.
Good luck. Yeah, same here. My pleasure. Have a great day. All right. Good night.
Yeah, you too. See you. See you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.